ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ 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 ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਗੁਰਨਾਨਕ ਪਾਦ ਪੰਕਜ ਬੰਦਨ ਪਾਦ ਪੰਕਜ ਬੰਦਨ ਸਿਮਰੋ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੋਖ ਨਿਕੰਦਨ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਗੁਰ ਹਿਰਦੈ ਧਿਆਵੋ ਜੀ ਹਿਰਦੈ ਧਿਆਵੋ। ਗੁਰ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਵੋ ਗੁਰ ਅਰਜਨ ਬੇਗਨਨ ਕੇ ਨਾਸਕ ਬਿਗਨਨ ਕੇ ਨਾਸਕ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸੁਭ ਸੁਮਤ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ਕ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿ ਰਾਇ ਨਮੋ ਕਰ ਜੋਰੀ ਨਮੋ ਕਰ ਜੋਰੀ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਮਨਾਏ ਬਹੋਰੀ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਪਰਮ ਕਿਰਪਾਲਾ ਜੀ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਬੇਸਾਲਾ ਤਰੋਂ ਤਰਾ ਪਰ ਸੀਸਾ ਜੀ ਪੁਨ ਪੁਨ ਸੀਸਾ ਬੰਦੋ ਬਾਰ ਬਾਰ ਜਗਦੀਸਾ ਦੋਹਰਾ ਜਿਸਮੇ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਗਿਆਨ ਹੈ ਮਾਨਕ ਭਗਤ ਦੇ ਰਾਗ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਉਦ ਬੰਦੋ ਕਰ ਅਨੁਰਾਗ ਸਲੋਕ ਡੰਡੋਤ ਬੰਦਨ ਅਨਕ ਬਾਰ ਸਰਬ ਕਲਾ ਸਮਰੱਥ ਡੋਲਨ ਤੇ ਰੱਖ ਹੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇ ਕਰ ਹੱਥ ਬੇਸਮਾਰ ਅਥਾਹ ਗਣਤਾ ਤੋਲੈ ਜਿਉਂ ਬੁਲਾਵਿਓ ਤਿਉਂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਬੋਲੈ ਮੂੰਹ ਉਚਰੇ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰ ਖੱਟ ਪਿੰਗ ਗਿਰਨ ਚੜ ਜਾਏ ਅੰਧ ਲਖੈ ਬਦਰੋ ਸੁਨੇ ਜੋ ਕਾਲ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਾਏ ਕਹਾਂ ਬੁੱਧ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਤੁਛ ਹਮਾਰੀ ਵਰਣ ਸਕੇ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਜੋ ਤਿਆਰੀ ਹਮ ਨਾ ਸਕਤ ਕਰ ਸਿਫਤ ਤੁਮਾਰੀ ਆਪ ਲਿਹੋ ਤੁਮ ਕਥਾ ਸੁਧਾਰੀ ਆਪ ਲਿਹੋ ਤੁਮ ਕਥਾ ਸੁਧਾਰੀ। ਬਾਣੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੈ ਬਾਣੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਾਣੀ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕਹਿ ਸੇਵਕ ਜਨ ਮਾਨੇ ਪਰ ਤੱਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਿਸਤਾਰੇ ਹਮ ਕਾਮੀ ਕ੍ਰੋਧੀ ਅਤ ਕੁੜਿਆਰੇ ਤੁਮੀ ਠਾਕੁਰ ਬਖਸਨ ਹਾਰੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੁਮ ਬਿਨ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਹਮਾਰਾ ਜੋ ਕਰੇ ਹਮਰਾ ਨਿਸਤਾਰਾ ਜੋ ਕਰੇ ਹਮਰਾ ਨਿਸਤਾਰਾ। ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ ਮੋਹਿ ਅਨਾਥ ਦਾਸ ਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੋਹਿ ਅਨਾਥ ਦਾਸ ਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਆ ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਦੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈਏ ਗੱਜ ਵੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਖੋ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪ ਭਲੀ ਭਾਂਤ ਚੰਗੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਦੀ ਇਹ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਰੂਟੀਨ ਬਣੀ ਹੋਈ ਆ ਦੋ ਵਾਰੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਦੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਉਣਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਦੂਸਰੀ ਵਾਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਰੱਖੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਧਿਆਨ ਧਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਬਾਈ ਪਲੇਸਿੰਗ ਯੋਰ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕੋਨਸਨਟ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਫੀਟ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਬਾਈ ਪਲੇਸਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਸਾਂ ਬਖਸ਼ੋ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਯੋਰ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗ ਸੋ ਵਨ ਆਈ ਟਾਕ I talk within the confines of Gurmat and I don't talk outside of those boundaries. Give me your blessings through Guru Maharaj Ji's Fateh. That way I can begin this class. Bulao Fateh Dwaare. Wahe Guru Ji Ka Khalsa. ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧਸੰਗ ਜੀ, ਐਜ਼ ਯੂ ਆਲ ਆਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀਅਰ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਵਿਦ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਅਕੈਡਮੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੋਲਡ ਹੀਅਰ ਔਨ ਸੈਟਰਡੇਜ਼, ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਵਿਦ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਦੀਨਨ ਸਵੇ ਦਾ ਪਾਠ, ਦੈਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਰਹਿਰਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਪਾਠ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਆਫਟਰ ਦਾਸ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਪੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਲੈਕਚਰ. ਨਾਓ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਾਸ ਰਿਗਾਰਡਿੰਗ ਦ ਲੈਂਥੀਨੈਸ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਬੀਂਗ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਫਾਰ ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ ਹੀਅਰ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਬੈਕ ਹੋਮ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਇਟ ਗੈਟਸ ਪ੍ਰੀਟੀ ਲੇਟ ਯੂਜ਼ਲੀ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ. ਆਲ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਮਾਈ ਬੈਸਟ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਐਸ ਸੰਖੇਪ ਐਸ ਆਈ ਪਾਸਿਬਲੀ ਕੈਨ, ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਮਟੀਰੀਅਲ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਮਾਰਜ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਮੀ, ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਯੂ. ਇਫ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਦੈਟ ਅਕ੍ਰੋਸ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਵਿਥਿਨ ਅ ਸਮਾਲਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਫਰੇਮ, ਆਲ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਮਾਈ ਬੈਸਟ. ਸੋ ਟੂਡੇਜ਼ ਵਿਸ਼ਾ, ਵਿਸ਼ਾ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਟਾਪਿਕ, ਟਾਪਿਕ ਇਜ਼ ਓਲਡ ਏਜ. ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਲੁੱਕ ਅਕ੍ਰੋਸ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ, ਨਾਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੈਨੀ ਆਫ ਯੂ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਐਕਚੁਲੀ ਨਨ ਹੀਅਰ ਰਾਈਟ ਨਾਓ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਓਲਡ ਏਜ. ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਹੈ ਸਰ, ਤੀਨ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਜਾਨ, ਤੀਨ ਅਵਸਥਾ. ਅਵਸਥਾ ਯੂਜਲੀ ਟਿਪਿਕਲੀ ਇਨ ਆਰ ਕਾਮਨ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ, ਇਫ ਵੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਅਵਸਥਾ, ਵਿਲ ਟਾਕ ਮੋਰ ਲੈਸ ਪ੍ਰੀਟੀ ਮਚ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਆਰ ਸਪਿਰਿਚੁਅਲ ਸਟੇਟ. ਬਟ ਹੀਅਰ ਇਨ ਮਾਇਜੀ ਸਲੋਕਸ ਵਿਚ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਭੋਗ ਆਫ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ, ਨੀਅਰ ਦ ਐਂਡਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ, ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਤੀਨ ਅਵਸਥਾ. ਤੀਨ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਥ੍ਰੀ, ਅਵਸਥਾ ਹੀਅਰ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਪ੍ਰੀਟੀ ਮਚ phases or a brackets of your life, and those brackets signifying your youth, your adulthood years, and then of old age, right? Now before I start with a couple of points that I'll have to mention, is that none of us are assured that we'll reach old age, right? And then the second point that I have to make to you is that if there is a topic that doesn't relate to you, and if I'm talking about old age and you're not of old age, then still becomes of us that if we're sitting as srote, that I hoped, and I was pretty much aware, Maharaji di kirpa de naal, that there wouldn't be very many people, or pretty much near to zero, that would be sitting here of old age, that if you can take yourself and put yourself in the foots, or the shoes, as we say in English, place yourself into the shoes of a person who's elderly, you'll gain wisdom. Throughout Guru Granth Sahib Ji, the essence is to recite God's name. But there is topics or prakarans that you can take out of Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and one is such. There's the point that we come onto the earth, we're only assured one thing. Only assured one thing. And that thing is that, though we don't know when it is we're going to die. Because the part of taking birth has already happened. Now, on one side we talk of the Atma. On one side we talk of the body. Us being De Adyasi, or people have attached to the body, or have made this connection with the body right from birth because of Trishna. Now what happens is, we have to talk about this body in order to move our senses or our thought away from the body in order to move towards Atma. If you look through Dharmic texts of when people have tried to talk regarding the Atma, you can't really, it's not a topic that you can jump right into. Talking about your Atma, which is indestructible, that is ageless because it doesn't have a beginning and doesn't have an end. And your Atma being part of Paramatma, being part of God. When we don't have a clear sense of that Atma, we don't have an understanding. Well, we do have an understanding of what this body is and what we see as changes that Maya produces with this body. That's why we're going to talk about old age. Because I find if most of us do reach old age, that at least this point you can say that I tried to build up to something. Right? You're going to old age, You're not going to go get to old age and then look back in regret and say that I didn't do anything or make use of the time that I was given. That's why it becomes important for us. In previous years, I remember mentioning some facts. I know that if you had have an opportunity around, you know, 10 to 12 when the Diwan is in the Gurdwara, you'll find when people are out at school, if you have a sick day and you go to the Gurdwara, you'll find a lot of Buzurg or our elderly or seniors are sitting there. And time to time when Katha is happening, it'll be directed towards the Srote because they see that amongst the Sangit, there's pretty much just elderly people. And if you get to sit there, you get to see their eyes and how they're pierced on Guru Granth Sahib Ji, knowing that now, you know, you're not assured again of how long you live, but when you've made it this far, you know there's not that much time left. Though there are people that reach up to, recently I just found out here in Surrey, there's a woman, Apni woman, and of good health, is living, her age is 106 years old right now. And perfect health. And her son, who's like an elderly senior now, he was mentioning this to me. So there are people like that, they're still living. And Kaljug de vich, umar ta kat gayi about 200 years. Our seniors used to reach there, but you can say because of certain factors that have changed in our environment and the way we eat, and the amount of stress people hold on their heads, that age, Masai, like if it gets up to 60 or 70, right, where we get to see that a lot of people are succumbing to diseases. As we are already familiar in this area, a lot of you might know that some famous people have passed away just within the last couple of months, such as Jack Layton and Steve Jobs now, the CEO of Apple. So we're not assured. Kya jaano kiv marenge? We have no assurance of how we'll die and when we'll die. But we're left with this thought that we will die. And if you are able, in your mind, to push yourself and think of that time of how you would be elderly, then all of a sudden what happens, and this can be done, if you have a hard time doing this and your imagination doesn't stretch, it's not difficult. Put on a tape of Bhagat Fareed Ji's slok. Put on a CD of Bhagat Fareed Ji's slok. You'll be transported into the body of an elderly person lying on the floor of the jungle area, doing his bandagi towards Paramatma. He'll take you on a ride through his slokes of 12 years of doing a certain bhakti, 12 years of doing a certain bhakti, 12 years of doing a certain bhakti, and then moving across that and finding a guru that attaches him to Paramatma. You feel that bani. If you want to know about that trip of getting to that elderly age and you want to see yourself there, then talk with Bhagat Fareed Ji or listen to what Bhagat Fareed Ji has to say. But again, what I said to is, Jo janame, so janaho mua. Those people that have come into this world, bas apne ko ekki guarantee, only one guarantee, is that we're going to pass away. You might be young of age, just recently in the past couple of weeks, I was at Children's Hospital. There are children dying at Children's Hospital, right? There's certain children that have diseases such as leukemia that they won't survive. They keep the hope, and it's optimistic to keep that hope and live out whatever remaining part of your life you have, right? And some do and are able to fight it off for a period of time. But nevertheless, to let you know that death comes knocking at your door at any age, right? But for the most part, we see that people will make it into around 60, 70 years old or whatever the average lifespan life is now in age. Then people came up with the idea over the ages. What they came was because over the eras, mentalities changed. And because of those mentalities changing and having a direct effect on the body and the environment changing because of the people control making use of the environment, what happened is that the age got drawn smaller and smaller to about 100 years. We have people that found old practices or yoga practices that they found that they can stretch their life again. They can stretch it by not breathing as long, because with those breaths that are given to you, right, those are what's counted as your life. And you're only given so many breaths. So through yoga practice, what people found is if they took their swas up to their dasam dwar, or to their 10th gate, a 10th gate which a lot of us won't understand yet, but this is a process that naturally happens, naturally and automatically happens, as soon as you place your ear to Guru Maharaj's shabd. With that practice over and over again, and collecting your mind's concentration, this happens automatically. Bhai Sapai Ranthir Singh has written it, is in Likhta. It's been written by Guru Amar Das Ji in Anand Sahib about Dasam Dwar. And through countless writings of Guru Granth Sahib Ji, within Maharaj Ji's words, you can find references to that. So what the yoga practice was, that they would force it. And we hear words like, Man Nahi Nirmal Dasme Dwar. These people wouldn't clean their minds or concentrate their minds in that manner. They use yoga practices in order to take their swas up to their dasam dwar. But they would have to hold their stance in, or their posture in that yoga practice, in order to keep it up there. Otherwise, it's never maintained up there. So we have certain stories that people have stretched their lives. Lives or that get to a number that become for us unbelievable. But yet, there are people like that in this world. There, time to time, I've heard stories when people are going up to Hemkund Sahib. Now that area and those paths, you can find that, you know, if you go off into the jungly area or the forest area, you know, people can just, you know, might make their own way and try looking for different paths along that area. Yes, there's a main marg that's been made out by the yatru or the sevadars, so people can have an easier time getting to Hemkund Sahib. But that area is open. You can pretty much go anywhere there. And what people have discovered, they've discovered people that have been sitting there from previous ages. That area, Enna Ulokkakaur, is such a calm and peaceful, tranquil place, because there's a lot of bhakti or worship of God that's been resonating there from previous eras. And we know that already because of Guru Maharaj has Dushtaman sitting up there since Satyog. Now, what happens is that they discover these individuals and they have stretched their life out in the same practice of doing yoga, using the art of yoga. Now, does Gurbani tell us to do that? No, it doesn't tell us to do that. It says within that amount of time, Guru Maharaj has given us a practice of a tonme tyan, tyan me jane. Just placing your attention to the sound that's produced by listening to Gurbani, the utterances of Guru Granth Sahib Ji, whether it's through Kirtan form, whether it's through Gurbani Ucharan, and placing your dhyan into that. Now, I was talking about them stretching life, going to old age. But what's the point if that mind will not be purified? There's a story that I've shared in previous years about a yogi, because he practiced yoga. One day he came to where Guru Amar Das Ji was. And Guru Amar Das Ji was of old age at that point, as you all well know. 12 years of doing seva for Guru Angad Dev Ji. And then 22 years of Gurta Gaddi, meaning as the Guruship in Goindwal Sahib. Some of you have probably visited that Pavitrasthan. Goindwal Sahib, there Maharaji sat. Maharaji's Divan being right next to where the Bauli Sahib is currently. The Bauli Sahib, which I referenced last week, the 84 steps that go down and people bathe down there. And where Maharaji has also said that if my Gursikh comes and does Japji Sahib on each of these Pauriyan, after one Japji Sahib on one Pauri, going down and doing Ishnan, and then coming up to the next Pauri, he'll be liberated from the birth and death cycle. The 8.4 million, Maharaji's given that blessing. A lot of Gursikhs have. So, what happened there when Maharaji had grown famous within that town, which he started himself, Guru Amar Das Ji, and people coming from a lot of different places? This one yogi, who had stretched his life very long, found no peace, though he had found followers. He had found followers, yet he found no peace. And then looking for that peace and hearing from certain followers about the presence of the third Guru, Guru Amar Das Ji, he found his way into Gobindwal Sahib. Coming to Gobindwal Sahib, he himself stood within a lineup to Matha Tek to Guru Amar Das Ji. Maharaj Ji listening to Kirtan at that time. He was fortunate enough to now have darshan of Guru Amar Das Ji. He comes, and as he stands in line, and people can tell this is a very elderly man, as he comes down, he embraces the feet of Guru Amar Das Ji. He feels the bijli circulate through his body. He knows that now he's found the true Guru. Then Guru Amar Das Ji, he talks to Guru Amar Das Ji. He makes a benti. And benti sade vaste vi bandi hundi hai. Maharaj Ji agge benti karni. Who else are we going to do a benti? Koi due tiye? No, let's completely give ourselves and surrender ourselves at the time jadon aap matha tekde hain, surrender ourselves to Guru Maharaj Ji. Je benti karni hai, making a request, just like Guru Granth Sahib Ji says, benti karan jan aayo. ਇਹ ਆਪਾਂ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਉਚਾਰਨ ਕਰੀਏ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ 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 ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਹੋ ਆਇਆ ਦੂਰੋਂ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਹੋ ਆਇਆ ਦੂਰੋਂ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੱਕੀ ਤੋਂ ਸਰਨਾਏ ਜਿਉ ਮੈਂ ਤੱਕੀ ਤੋਂ ਸਰਨਾਏ ਜਿਉ ਬਿਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਬਿਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਜਾਣ ਆਇਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸਲੂਟਸ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਸੇਜ਼ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਅ ਵੇ ਹੀ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ਸ ਹਿਮ rather than saying salute, he comes, he acknowledges his presence and he says, Jogi Ji, have you attained peace from all your penance, from all your sacrifice of doing your bhakti and your yoga practices? The yogi says, Maharaj Ji, you already know. Otherwise, why would I be standing here? You being the Lord of peace, I stand at your door and ask you to open up your heart and give me refuge. And bless me so that I will attain everlasting peace. Everlasting peace. And I've been longing for this peace for a long time. Please fulfill my wishes. Crying out to Guru Maharaj Ji, a cry that is true can be felt all around. With vicinity of people all around, people can feel a true cry when it comes out. And that cry was heard through the Sangat and to Guru Amar Das Ji. He says, you've lived a long life. And now, I'll make sure I'm going to give you only one more life. One more life. But I assure you, in that life that you come, that you'll find
that bliss and peace that you're looking for. What happened is then at that time, a tear went down the yogi's eyes, finally feeling a little rest that I will finally achieve that peace. And as he goes down to Matha Tek to Guru Amar Das Ji, he wouldn't rise again. He passed away at the feet of Guru Amar Das Ji. There is no other noble way to pass away than at the feet of your Guru. You know you'll find comfort and find peace, especially when Guru Maharaj has said so. Well, what happened is then, after a short while, within the house of Guru Amar Das Ji, Maharaj's son, two sons Guru Amar Das Ji had, Baba Mohanji, first being Baba Mohanji and then Baba Mohanji, and Baba Mohanji had a son. And when that son was cleaned and brought into the presence of Guru Amar Das Ji, as all of us do when children are born, we find that there's no other that we want to take that child before, no relative or anybody else. Just bring him to the Gurdwara Sahib, bring him before Guru Granth Sahib Ji. In the same manner, Baba Mohanji Ji, a servant, brought the child before Guru Amar Das Ji. And Guru Amar Das Ji, as he held the child, or his grandson, as he held the child and the child trickled his eyes open to look at this glowing figure, this divine light that's radiating from Guru Amar Das Ji's face, Maharaj Ji recites out the first panktiya from Anand Sahib. Anand Pya Meri Maa, Anand Pya Meri Maa. Satguru me paya, Satguru me paya. Maharaj Ji, Guru Amar Das Ji would recite 38 pauriya of Anand Sahib. Now you might say there's 40 pauriya, but 38 pauriya was recited by Guru Amar Das Ji. 39th pauri in Anand Sahib is by Guru Ram Das Ji, and the 40th pauri about telling about the Mahatam, the greatness of Anand Sahib, is Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And this bani, up to 38 pauri, was recited in the vicinity of holding that child. And that child, what that child must have felt at that time is beyond words. When there's true Anand, there's true bliss, you can't put that into words. And it's been described in Gurbani in the manner of saying that a person who can't speak, how are they to explain to you if sweetness is put on their tongue? Because they can't even talk. In the same manner, when you experience this Anand of Paramatma, how can one talk? You can't. So, after that, Maharaj Guru Amar Das Ji told Pai Behlu, another Brahm Gyani Gursikh, Pai Behlu Ji, that you've written this bani down now, take this bani and recite it on top of the roof and take a toll and let everybody know about this bani, because this is the bani that will become part of a Gursikh's nickname that I choose, that a Gursikh would recite this every day. After that point, Japji Sahib and Anand Sahib was part of the nickname. And Gursikhs used to read them 5 times. Japji Sahib, Anand Sahib, 5 times. Then we know about our nickname that Guru Gobind Singh Ji solidified. So this is one story regarding a yogi and old age that has been tied to our nickname. The other yogi story I'm going to share with you after the break. And then we'll stretch away from this topic of stretching your life and just look at old age. If we can get ourselves to visualize about old age, and if we were to look back on our life, maybe there's something that we can change right now. That's the main point of today. If that can get across to you, then I'll think of this lecture as being worthwhile. So 5 minute break. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. So arambh kariye ek duti Gur Nanak Deva, Omkar Gur Ang Dev Bheva, Satnam Gur Amar Pyare. ਕਰਤਾ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕੁਰਵਾਰੇ ਪੁਰਖ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਰਜੁਨ ਸੁਖਦਾਨੀ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਹਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਗੁਣ ਖਾਨੀ
ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੈ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿ ਰਾਏ, ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤਿ ਹਰਿ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਧਿਆਏ, ਅਜੂਨੀ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਰਾਏ, ਸਹਿਪੰ ਗੁਰ ਦਸਮੇਸ ਸਹਾਇ, ਗੁਰਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਗੁਰ ਗਿਆਨਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਬੰਦਨ ਭਗਵਾਨਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ. ਸੋ ਲਾਈਕ ਆਈ ਸੈਡ, ਵਿਦ ਆਰ ਨਿਤਨੇਮ ਦੇਰ ਸਰਟਨ ਸਟੋਰੀਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਟ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ ਔਰ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਟਾਈਡ, ਜਸਟ ਐਜ਼ ਆਨੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਾਸ, ਦੈਟ ਯੋਗੀ ਵਾਸ ਨੇਮਡ ਆਨੰਦ, ਭਾਈ ਆਨੰਦ ਜੀ, ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਫੋਰ. The other story that is commonly shared with the Sangat from the Sampraday Kathas, it comes from Japji Sahib. And it comes as soon as you hear the Pankti, Je Jug Chare Arja Hor Dasuni Hoy. Now this one Pankti, to understand it, and talking about Jug and eras, Je Jug Chare, Chare meaning four, Je Jug Chare Arja, Arja meaning age, Je Jug Chare Arja Hor Dasuni Hoy. That if you took the cumulative amount of the four ages and made this your age, and then not only that, Hor Dasuni Hoy, multiply it by 10, it being tenfold more the amount that accumulates from the four yugas, right? Maharaji will tell you the tat. Will that impress him? It won't impress him. Jetis another na ave. That if Maharaji's glance or grace is not upon them, which you have to impress or appeal to Paramatma through Bhakti by stretching your age up but not getting rid of that ego which separates you from Paramatma, how do you expect him to be pleased? Then nobody is really going to ask about that individual either. And nobody's going to care. He's going to wither away with history. Eventually that person has to pass away. Well, the story comes right after Muktsar the Jung, where the Bahadrata of Mata Pagor and Pai Maha Singh is evident through the stories. After that era, if you were to look in that area, just right at the area of Muktsar Sahib, it's a district, right? Muktsar Sahib is a district. Within that district, you'll find a lot of gurdwaras just where the actual jung happened. And then you find one gurdwara a little bit out of the vicinity. It's called Gurdwara Patshahi Pehli and Patshahi Dasvi. Now why it's called that, and I have a photo that I'll show you, Gurdwara Patshahi Dasvi, it's Sarai Nanga. That's the area, what it's called. This Gurdwara has a history dating back to Guru Nanak Dev Ji and dating back to another individual that was there for countless years before. What happened is when Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah, after the blessings he gave to Pai Maha Singh and then reviving Mata Pagor, meaning so her wounds healed enough that she could stand, she accompanied the Jatha, and the group of Gursikhs accompanying Guru Gobind Singh Ji went out into a direction looking for water. Now, though Maharaji might give a reason for looking for water, it is also on a trail. You'll find a lot of trails that Guru Maharaji went. He was also doing a yatra and visiting the same spots that he did in his previous forms. You'll find that, oh, at this exact spot, there's a Gurdwara that Das visited on Guru Gobind Singh Ji's mark, that the first Guru was there, the seventh Guru came there, the eighth Guru came there, and then the tenth Guru also came there. So you find a lot of Gurus have come to the same spot. Yes, being the same form, they know about that very spot. There's another Gurdwara in the Muktsar area that Guru Maharaj Ji just stopped, and he said that, no, let's stay here for a while and do Pat. Why? Because a lot of Rishi Munis of past ages have made this spot pavitra or purified it through their bandagi or their worship. Let's stop here. So when we go, that's why when we go for a yatra, you have to understand those places that Guru Maharaj picked, there's specific places where
yes, you might read the board and you might get a slight idea of what happened here during the time of Guru Sahib's, but there's a huge history behind too. Like Lakhi Jungle Khalsa Maharaj Ji's in Shabd Uchaya, Lakhi Jungle, a place where Guru Nanak Dev Maharaj Ji, Guru Gobind Singh Ji stopped there, but Lakhi Jungle got its name because Maharaj Ji ne lakh paath kite si, 100,000 paath Guru Nanak Dev Ji of Japji Sahib de paath kite si us jagah te. So, getting back to where what I was talking about is that here a person stretching his life, there's a person at this spot, at this spot. There was a small body of water that all the Gorsikhs came and started filling Bate up and started drinking water from and quenching their thirst. And then what happened is that right across from that body of water, there was a dera, or there was a little area where people are staying. And there was the head of the dera was another sadhu or yogi, you can say. He was living there. And as soon as Guru Maharaj's army comes with kode and then setting up tents, what happened? The people at the dera started questioning, who is this individual? Where is he come from? Is he going to stay here? Is he going to leave? Then by that time, they saw some Singhs that were collecting water and they called him aside. And then the Singhs went to visit the yogi there too. Or you can say the sadhu that was living at the dera. He, after visiting him, he asked about who is your master, right? Who is the person that you're following? They explained that it's Guru Gobind Singh Ji and he's the embodiment of the Lord. In our eyes, what we've seen, he is the very embodiment of the Lord. And the Lord has come and manifested himself in 10 forms, him being the 10th. They explained this with complete conviction, and they saw this and they believed this. And then when they said this to him, he asked, his next question was, what is his age? How old is he? When they responded, 35 years old. Now this yogi, having a white, like complete milk white beard, and being of an old age, he says, then 35 years, you can't do any sadhana. You can't do any practice that you can gain a high avastha. Now speaking of avastha in a spiritual sense, you can't gain much. He had bhakti behind him. He did. And he had done it in a manner that he worshipped Akal Purkh. And in order to do so and still not finding it, where it was opposite to the other yogi that I was talking about, he gained a following. This person actually did sadhana to try to get to Akal Purkh, yet not being able to fulfill it. After he said that 35 years, that turned him away, and he didn't really want to go visit Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Yet some of the people at the dera that were learning from him accompanied the Singhs. And when they went to the encampment or the campsite, the tent, where Guru Gobind Singh Ji was, which is at this spot, a lot of the places when you see a couple of Nishan Sahibs, there will be a certain Nishan Sahib out of those Nishan Sahibs where Guru Maharaj Ji was actually there. This was the spot where Guru Gobind Singh Ji was, right underneath this tree. And at that time, Sri Rara Sahib was happening. And after Raras, the Samapti, what normally we do is Ardas, and this is in Guru Maharaj's Bavanja Bachans, the 52 Bachans at Hazur Sahib, that doing Ardas after Raras. Ardas happened, and maaf karna, this wasn't the time that Raras happened, that's my mistake. After that, the Sikhs arrived, and some of the followers, or you can say the people living at the dera, arrived. And Guru Maharaj Ji said to the Singhs that jaake jogi nu mile aaye, and the Singhs nodded yes. And he says, oh, aap nahi aaya, why didn't he come himself, right? Why didn't, he had a curiosity, but he didn't come himself. He said some of his people here, and he said that, dekho, you're referring to those servants of the yogi. He said to him that there's one thing holding your yogi back, and that's a manta or arrogance of his age. And then they said that, what is his age? And Guru Maharaj Ji explained to him the complete age as being 5,120 years. After saying that, they were blown away because that was not even in their knowledge base. Yet they took this number And when they present it in front of the sadhu or the yogi, he right away his jaw dropped. As nobody was able to know this except if they had some avastha, which he had overlooked by hearing the age of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And he, in the same manner now, takes his kundi, his cane, and he starts walking around that body of water to this spot. And as he makes his way, at that time, Raras was happening. And when Raras had finished, and Ardas was happening, and everybody did Ardas, and then they sat down, he stood. And Guru Maharaj Ji told him that, Jogi Ji, baith jao, baith jao. Jogi Ji jadon baithe, and Maharaj Ji talked to him. He washed himself away, he washed his ego away from knowing that Guru Maharaj Ji is aware of his age, and he said to him that, main isi karan aaya tuhanu sikh banan aaya. And he said that, tusi ta kinne tapasvi ho, that you have done so much sadhana of akal purkh, right? Thore ji kinka mat reha si, isi karan aap ithe aaye si tuhade vaste. Now that's the reason why I came. And something started to spark within the hirda of the yogi that he found that it grew even stronger as he went down and bowed before Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And when the anand came in over him, just like the other yogi who met Guru Amar Das Ji, and it resonated through his body, and he found the Atmagyan now flourishing through his body, he now looked up to Guru Maharaj Ji and he said to Guru Gobind Singh Ji, the how did you achieve this in such a little age of 35 years? He said that you see this body of 35 years, there was a body before this too. Maharaj Ji hinting to Dushdaman that sat from Satyog, and not tapasya, nobody can ever combat or even come and compare to the amount of bhakti that Guru Gobind Singh Ji has done. Some have asked that, well, that means that Guru Maharaj Ji had a previous life, that he was in the 84 lakh. No. I take it as this, that Guru Sahib or Akal Purkh himself needed to show the world that the bhakti, the amount of Guru Maharaj Ji did, and what he has offered you in Kal Yuga to achieve Paramatma, that he's done all the hard work for you, he's shown you. And if there's anybody who says that I've done more, then their number starts to dwindle in front of Guru Gobind Singh Ji's number as Dushdaman. As it did in this case, 5,000 years are nothing. Kal Yuga is 432,000. That's just Kal Yuga. And Maharaj Ji is sitting from Sat Yuga, coming into Kal Yuga doing tapasya. So what are those numbers for that yogi? What is that number for that sadhu? It all washed away. The hankar washed away. And he embraced Guru Maharaj Ji. So, Je Jug Chare Arja Hor Dasuni Hoye. Maharaj Ji is not impressed. Not impressed either by you being known, renowned around the different regions of the earth or stretching your life up. Yes, he's impressed and you appeal to him once that God's name starts to reside inside of your heart. And it stays there for the 8 quarters of the day. And then when the new 8 quarters of the next day come around, it still stays there. If you can get this practice going, then you'll appeal to Paramatma. But again, this won't happen without the blessing of Paramatma. But through Guru Maharaj's Bani, it asks for that another. When you come and you're doing a bainti before Maharaj, aren't you asking for Maharaj to look towards you? To look at you? When Maharaj looks at you, his nadar has that grace, or his glance has that blessing and grace that you're looking for to achieve the strength or the links, maaf karna, to achieve the links of what you want to reach in a spiritual state. So, this is Gurdwara Patshahi Dasvi, Tode Jankari Le, and it's in the district of Mukhtsar Sahib. Now, I want to paint a little picture in front of you. Imagine a person who... probably there is some individual like this. This scenario is not something that is very unique. It might be pretty open that you can find other people in these kind of situations. Imagine a person sitting in their room alone. You find no other family members around. It's just them. Yes, family members' pictures might be up on the wall, but he sits alone, or he or she sits alone. And this person, sitting alone, you can see evidently from their face, this person is suffering from depression. But now where this depression is coming from, that person might not even know themselves that they can clearly describe to you, or might know it enough, but it might be so smudged together because there's not just one reason. There's countless reasons. Budepa agya, there's old age that's come. That might be one reason. There might be another reason that the person has finding a hard time concentrating. They can't remember. They can't remember very well. Or you might have people that finding that there are a lot of people that at that point they find embarrassing because they can't hold their washroom in. You know, they'll have to resort to pads and stuff like that. And these kind of things some people find humiliating and they don't want to go out into public because of this reason. There might be other reasons where the finest person is looking back at his life and realizing all the time he's wasted. There's might be another reason he's remembering his partner in life and when they passed away. Or might be remembering all the children that he has, but yet they don't come to visit. Neither do they bring the grandchildren. This is kind of a little picture that you can create to understand what old age might be like for some people. There are people like this that are sitting there. Some are might be a bit more active, but it's just a generic picture for you. And what things that will be coming before you. Then there's other people that might be suffering from certain pains in their body that they can't easily describe to you. And when they describe it to their doctor just shrugs and says, oh, it's nothing, it's just in your head. Right? Because there's no bruises that you can show the person. But you're still telling them that you have a pain. Like sometimes it starts here and goes here. Now, these people are on several pills. They're on different pills. They're saying that this will help them. This will help them. These kind of things have fallen upon them. And now what else do they see? It's not something that makes them more happy, is that death is going to be knocking on their door anytime soon. And some are welcoming it. And some are so willing at that point that they are already reaching that age that suicide's not far from their thoughts. Here comes old age. Here comes old age. What they did in their bachpan, what they did in their youth, right, has come up to this point now. If there was something that was solidified to this point, maybe this udasi, maybe this sort of sadness wouldn't be there. But we can't say completely here. All we can do is that now let's jump forward and see ourselves in their place. What's going to happen? We don't have children, so we can't really imagine children. But yet, you know you're going to get married, and then you're bound to have children. Some might not. Some, most part, a lot of people will. And then they're going to have children. And then after all the sacrifices you make to raise them, then are they going to come back and visit? No, they're going to have their own families. They're going to spend time with their families. So there's different scenarios, and I don't want to go too much in detail because then that example falls short. But I'll start through what Gurbani says. And then I'm going to go to a person from the Sikh Dharm who's written about his state through four Saviye, which hopefully will open up and kind of give you an idea. Because I know that when youth hits, it's about like all of a sudden you see that you're this little kid, right? Looking up, and I remember seeing certain individuals on in my previous home on the street that I lived. Little kids used to take like black felts and then draw little goatees on their faces, right? They used to try to make themselves look older or wear shoes that made them taller. These kind of things they would do, trying to rush into teenage years to look taller, and then all of a sudden when they get taller, all of a sudden it's this kind of this self-esteem, or you can say this ego that comes across them, that look, now I'm bigger, I'm an adult. Right? They don't really know how to direct or the maturity is not really there at that point. But here, we'll go with this tuk to start us off, and pichhe tusi ucharan karna, baal jawani ar bird fun. Baal meaning balpan, balpan meaning your childhood. Juani can be stretched from when you grow up to where your height is going to reach, or your teenage years, and you've crossed puberty, going into your teenage years, and then all the way through adulthood, right? Juani, ar, and birdh fun. Fun meaning then birdh, birdh pya, that you become elderly. Teen avastha jan, these are the three states of the body. So childhood, adulthood, and then old age. Know these as the three stages of life. Kaho nanak ar, kaho nanak har pajan bin. Birtha sabhi maan. That Guruji says, without meditating on God's name, without meditating on Waheguru, consider all these life stages as have been wasted. That if your adulthood is there, no bhakti, then it's wasted. You coming into whatever stage of your life, with whatever responsibilities you have, mind you, see those responsibilities you have, but whatever time you take for Paramatma is your bandagi, and it will count. But if you don't, then that time is gone, and his time is wasted, uselessly. Right? I was so touched by when I heard that Sant Baba Gurbachan Singh would in the evening do his nitname again, or you'd hear his nitname, Panjbaniya, or you can say Satbaniya again. And the reason being was he was trying to cover his nitname over the area of an age that apna jis sorti ni hundi, meaning that you're coming to you don't recollect. Right? It's after 3 years you kind of start understanding that, oh, you're you, and you start remembering. But beyond or less than 3 years, you don't remember anything. He's covering that area to make sure that whatever was not produced then, that he'll produce it now to pass it on to that time, to cover that much. Inna nitnem jira dende vich hona chahida si, or dende vich karna, for the time that he didn't do it, that it would be covered by him doing it again in the evening. So, kaho nanak har pajan bin birtha sabhi maan. Now, these saveye that I'm going to read out to you, there are four of them in the same length. I'm going to quickly go through them. So, not going to add too much to it, because it's pretty self-explanatory. All I ask you is to give your attention to these saveye, and all I want you to do is, don't think that it's been written by a certain person, or this person was of a certain time. Think of it as you just finished writing it, and now you're going to proofread it over. And through reading it over, I ask you to do this. Right? I know some of you might find it hard, but this, think of it as you written these saveye, and now I'll be reading it back to you, and you will see your life now. Okay? So hypothetically, we're going to do this. So this is written by the Na slips me, but if it comes to me, I'll tell you for sure. I don't know why it just slipped my mind. But here, I'm going to start. It's Saveya. Tanke balake ab peeth dey, ar har pare trig bal sangati. So tan, meaning body. Bal, meaning strength. The strength of the body, my strength of my body, has been defeated. Peeth dey, ar har pare, that has been defeated, and my childhood friends have disappeared from my sight. They're all gone. Tajke lok bikhe humko, chal aapge sur lok swajati. They've all gone from this plane of where people bikhe, they were striving to satisfy their sensual enjoyments. They've gone from this plane to a plane, whether it's of the gods or goddesses or whatever they worshipped, right? Chal aap ge sur lok swajati, jag meet sakha mukh fir gaye, ab sevak nahi puche mambati. In this world, even the closest friends have turned their backs on me. Where one side he sees people, where one side he saw people from his own time have gone, the people that are existing here, even closest friends, have turned their backs on me. And even the servants The people that come up and want to do some service to me, they don't listen to my words. They don't listen to the binti I make. If I need something, they don't go and get it. Mam ahe palang he trisne, ik tu mam sang, ik tu mam sang rahi din rati. On top of that, my grievance, what I grieve about, is that my worldly thirst, which is called trisna, still remains in my company day and night. The next sevihi. Trig jyot kati kat hai latki palti sab dehe naram sambare. Even now, even the light in my eyes and my body, meaning my strength here in seeing and moving, are diminishing. For the Lord is no longer maintaining it. According to the Lord's hukam, now by this time, my strength is growing less and less. I can see less and less. And my body, not having the same strength to tolerate pain, that pain is becoming more evident in my body. Karma lakuti na utthi karte, tarma hai lati so maha abhare. Lakuti meaning stick. That with hands no longer on the cane that I used to use as a support to walk through this life, but now these hands are on the earth. That if I get up, I can't even support myself using the cane, I fall to the earth. And I have fallen once great and now sad and defeated. So maha, once I was great and I had strength and people looked up to me and people asked me things, but abhare, I'm now sad and defeated. Jab balak the tab khel mate tarnapan mein sub kaaj bigare. Tarnapan means that when your youth was completely evident, when you look at you and you say that here, putting your face up, whether on certain social networks and saying, this is my youth, look, I look beautiful, right? And then after you grow older, you're going to keep looking back at those photos. Look how beautiful I look. Now these wrinkles are coming on my face, right? He's saying, jab balik the, when I was a child, right? Jab balik the, tab khel mate, must. Mate means must. I was intoxicated within khela. Tarnapan mein sab kaaj bigare. What did I do? Once I was a child, right, playing fun games in my youth, the time for good actions had been all, that time had been wasted. I took that time that I could have done something good with my life, but I wasted it away. Remember, take yourself and you're writing these saviya now. You've reached that age now and you're writing this about your life now. Ab aur na ot niharat ho. Ab aur na ot niharat ho. Sarnagat ho jal pudar tare. Now, I do not see anyone who protect me. I look around, I don't have my mother who watched over me. Or I don't have my wife or husband that said that, don't worry, as a partner in life, I'll look after you. Right? I don't see anyone who will protect me. I only seek your refuge. In you, Paramatma, I look to, as you did for me in water and rock. What does that mean? They say your 84 lakh, half of it spent in water and rock. You looked after me then somehow. You provided me with food somehow in those previous ages. And if I've achieved a human life, then I must have traveled over the 84 lakh, haven't I? As you did for me in water and rock. The next saviye. Jab jovan tha tan preet kare, ab jathar mahe pe sab khare. When I had my youth, this servant was loved. Jab joban tha, jan preet kare. This servant was loved. However now, with old age, I have become uninteresting to all. At one point, I would write something and people would say that, I want to listen what this person has to say. I would send an email or I would say something. One person would listen to my story. But now I tell the same stories and nobody wants to listen to me. As I sit in this seat alone, whenever somebody comes, they don't want to listen to me. They say I'm babbling. ਨਹਿ ਹੈ ਅਧਿਕਾਰ ਕਛੂ ਤੁਮਰੋ, ਕਰ ਲੈ ਲਕਟੀ ਬਹੁ ਮੋਹੇ ਦੁਆਰੇ। ਦ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰਸ, ਇਫ ਦੋਜ਼ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰਸ ਯੂ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ, ਵੈਲ ਕੈਨ ਆਈ ਟਾਕ ਟੂ ਦੈਮ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਟ ਦ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰਸ ਸੇ। ਔਰ ਇਫ ਐਨੀ ਐਨੀ ਹੋਮਸ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਗੋ ਟੂ, ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਨੋ ਰਾਈਟ, ਅਧਿਕਾਰ ਕਛੂ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਹਿ ਅਧਿਕਾਰ ਕਛੂ, ਦੈ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਨੋ ਰਾਈਟ ਟੂ ਐਂਟਰ ਹੀਅਰ। ਸੋ ਟੇਕ ਯੂਰ ਸਟਿਕ, ਲਕੁਟੀ ਬਹੁ ਮੋਹੇ ਦੁਆਰੇ, ਟੇਕ ਯੂਰ ਸਟਿਕ ਇਨ ਗੋ ਸਿਟ ਬਾਏ ਦ ਡੋਰ। ਦੈਟਸ ਹਾਊ ਦੀ ਟ੍ਰੀਟ ਮੀ, ਦੇ ਐਲਡਰਲੀ ਆਰ ਬੀਂਗ ਟ੍ਰੀਟਡ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਮੈਨਰ, ਇਨ ਸਮ ਹੋਮਸ ਬੀਂਗ ਪੁਸ਼ਡ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ। ਵੈਲ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਮੈਨਰ, ਇਫ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਮਾਈ ਸੈਲਫ, ਦੋਜ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਐਟ ਲੀਸਟ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਮੀ, ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦਿਸ ਏਜ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨਾਓ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਵੇਅਰ ਦ ਐਲਡਰਲੀ ਵਰ ਸਮਵੇਅਰ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟਡ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸਲੋਲੀ ਡਵਿੰਡਲਿੰਗ ਡਾਊਨ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਫਾਈਂਡਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਐਲਡਰਲੀ, ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਐਟ ਵਨ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਏਜ ਟੂ। ਸਮ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਏਜ ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਵਟ ਮਾਈ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਟਨ, ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਡੂ, ਆਹ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੋਊਗਾ ਸਾਡਾ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ ਜਿਸ ਕੇਮ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਮੀ, ਪੰਡਿਤ ਗੁਲਾਬ ਸਿੰਘ ਸੀ ਇਹ, ਪੰਡਿਤ ਗੁਲਾਬ ਸਿੰਘ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਮਾਨ ਸਿੰਘ। ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜਸ ਮੀਨਸ ਅ ਵਾਈਜ਼ ਪਰਸਨ। ਪੰਡਿਤ ਮਾਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਵਾਜ਼ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਹਜ਼ੂਰੀ ਸਿੱਖਸ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵੈਨ ਅਦਰਸ ਵਾਂਟਡ ਟੂ ਲਰਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ, ਪੰਡਿਤ ਗੁਲਾਬ ਸਿੰਘ ਕੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਲਰਨਡ, ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਲਰਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਮੈਨ, ਦੈਨ ਲਰਨਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਅਦਰ ਸੋਰਸਿਸ, ਹੀ ਰੋਟ ਦਿਸ, ਹੀ ਰੋਟ ਦੀਸ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਸਵੇਅ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਯੂ ਅਬਵ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਯੂ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੂਰ ਸੁਪਰਫਿਸ਼ਲ ਲਾਈਵਸ, ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਯੂ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੂਰ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਈਵਸ, ਐਂਡ ਮੇਕ ਯੂ ਥਿੰਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਵਟ ਰਿਐਲਿਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਇਟ ਸੈਟਸ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਯੂਰ ਹੋਮ, ਐਂਡ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟ ਦ ਸੈਡਨੈਸ ਸੋ ਇਟ ਬ੍ਰੇਕਸ ਯੂ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ, ਐਂਡ ਫੋਕਸਿਸ ਯੂ ਵੇਅਰ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ। ਇਮ ਪਾਕਤ ਹੈ ਕਰੁਣਾ ਨਿਧ, ਰਾਮ ਪਰੋਂ ਤੋਹ ਕਹਿ ਨਹਿ ਪਾਦ ਪਸਾਰੇ। ਬੀਂਗ ਆਫ ਓਲਡ ਏਜ, ਆਈ ਸਪਰੈਡ ਮਾਈ ਫੀਟ, ਓ ਕੰਪੈਸ਼ਨ ਲੋਰਡ, ਬਟ ਦੇ ਸਪੀਕ ਟੌਂਟਿੰਗਲੀ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਐਕਸ਼ਨ, ਦੇ ਡੋਂਟ ਈਵਨ ਲਾਈਕ ਮੀ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਵਰਡ ਫੋਰ ਮਾਈ ਫੀਟ ਅਪ, ਔਰ ਮਾਈ ਸਪਰੈਡ ਮਾਈ ਫੀਟ ਆਊਟ ਵਾਈਡ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਚੰਗਾ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ, ਦ ਹਾਊਸ ਹੋਲਡ ਮੈਂਬਰਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੈਟ ਆਮ ਸਟੇਇੰਗ ਵਿਦ, ਜੋ ਵੀ ਹੈ, ਦੇ ਡੋਂਟ ਈਵਨ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਸਰਟਨ ਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਡੂ ਸੱਚ, ਐਂਡ ਡੋਂਟ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਵਟ ਪੇਨਸ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਓਵਰ ਮਾਈ ਬਾਡੀ, ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਯੂਜ਼ ਇਟ ਟੂ ਰਿਲੈਕਸ ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦੋਜ਼ ਪੇਨਸ ਬਾਈ ਪੁਟਿੰਗ ਮਾਈ ਫੀਟ ਅਪ। ਅਬ ਔਰ ਨਾ ਔਟ ਨਿਹਾਰਤ ਹੋ, ਸਰਨਾਗਤ ਹੋ ਜਲ ਪੂਤਰ ਤਾਰੇ। ਹੀ ਸੈਜ਼ ਅਗੇਨ ਦੈਟ ਨਾਓ ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਸੀ ਐਨੀ ਬਾਡੀ ਹੂ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟ ਮੀ, ਆਈ ਓਨਲੀ ਸੀਕ ਟੂ ਰੈਫਿਊਜ ਇਨ ਯੂ, ਐਜ਼ ਯੂ ਡਿਡ ਫੋਰ ਮੀ ਇਨ ਵਾਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਰੋਕ, ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਇਨ ਵਾਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਔਨ ਲੈਂਡ ਥਰੂ ਦ 84 ਲੱਖ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਲਾਸਟ ਸਵੇਅ। ਅਬ ਜਾਠਰ, ਜਾਠਰ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਓਲਡ ਏਜ, ਅਬ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਨਾਓ, ਅਬ ਜਾਠਰ ਮੈਂ ਤਨ ਖੀਨ ਪੇ, ਖੀਨ ਮੀਨਸ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਵੀਕ, ਅਬ ਜਾਠਰ ਮੈਂ ਤਨ ਖੀਨ ਪੇ, ਅਬ ਦੂਰ ਪੇ ਮੁੱਖ ਦਾਂਤ ਹਮਾਰੇ। ਨਾਓ ਮਾਈ ਬਾਡੀ ਇਨ ਓਲਡ ਏਜ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬਿਕਮ ਸੋ ਫੀਬਲ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਥ ਮਾਈ ਟੀਥ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਫਾਲਨ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਊਥ, ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਈਵਨ ਈਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਲੀ, ਆਈ ਲੁੱਕ ਟੂਵਰਡ ਸਰਟਨ ਫੂਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਪਿਕੀ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਕੈਂਟ eat these kind of things in life that I normally did before. Dekho, where one side I'm going to draw your attention that Guru Maharaj ji made prasad, right? Prasad that Maharaj ji aap chakde hai and it's distributed amongst the sangat, even little children without teeth and even elderly where teeth has fallen out, and through adulthood obviously with teeth, that they can all enjoy. They can all enjoy, now none will complain that it's hard for them to eat. Maharaj ji chose such a prasad, right? There were devi devate, there's gods and goddesses that had their own significant prasad. But you'll find with their prasads, kai shak desi praksaya nahi shak sakde si. But Guru Maharaj ji ne aja prasad sade vaste bakshya, whereas inherent qualities, teaching us about sikhi, right? And then on top of it, it being such that everybody can consume it. ਜਨ ਮੋਹ ਕੋ ਭੋਜਨ ਸੋਏ ਤਰੇ, ਕਰ ਪੀਤਰ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਪਾਵਕ ਜਾਰੇ। ਮਾਈ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰਸ, ਆਲ ਟੈਲ ਯੂ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਮਾਈ ਫੈਮਲੀ ਮੈਂਬਰਸ, ਪਲੇਸ ਫੂਡ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਬਰਨਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਫਾਇਰ, ਦੇ ਡੋਂਟ ਈਵਨ ਕੇਅਰ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਪ੍ਰੀਪੇਅਰਡ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਲੀ, ਦੇ ਸੇ ਹੀ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਟੀਥ, ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਬੇਅਰਲੀ ਟੇਸਟ ਐਸ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼, ਹੀ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਟੀਥ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਚੂ ਇਟ ਵਿਦ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਬੇਅਰਲੀ ਟੇਸਟ, ਸੋ ਦੇ ਡੋਂਟ ਰੀਲੀ ਪੁੱਟ ਐਨੀ ਕੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਐਨੀ ਫੂਡ, ਬਟ ਯੈਟ ਦੇ ਪਲੇਸ ਇਟ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਮੀ। ਮੁਖ ਤੇ ਕਛ ਭਾਕਤ ਹੋ ਜਬ ਹੀ ਤੋਹ ਨਹਿ, hit poop savare. What does that mean? When I utter something about it, they speak bitterly, stating that no more tasty meals will be cooked for me. That on top of it, they look at it in their manner as that, why is he want to talk to me? I brought him food. And now he's saying that he can't eat it. He can't eat it because he doesn't have any teeth. Well, they're on top of it. The people that have presented the food show greater resentment that he's not appreciating the food. And they're saying that there's not going to be any tasty meals that I'm going to bring for you anymore. Ab aur ki aur na ot niharat hon, saranagat hon jal putar tare. And then he finally says in the last part of this saveya, again what he said previously in the last couple of saveya, now I don't see anyone else who will protect me. I only seek the refuge in you, Satya Pasha, as you did for me in water and rock. Look, everything washed away. Where he sees and what he's written as maybe his spiritual status has gone to a point, but when he brings it down to the world and he sees all around him what's happening to him, what his life has become, hopefully you can draw an analogy and try to understand. Obviously you're not there and you're way far from it from at this point in your age. But if you come to that point, Kasaji, this is what will happen. Wash away with those youthful joys that you are immensely participating in, right? That you give your full-fledged concentration to. And wash it away with bandagi. Meaning, on one side, it'll purify it. And one side, you'll be making it worthwhile, your time then. We've seen stories that are speak to us. And the first stories that you'll hear from Kathayavachiks trying to teach children is about Thru and Prahlad. Right? They started bhakti at such a young age and made that time worthwhile. Even if mistakes will come, they'll be overlooked over and over again as that bhakti will grow inside of you. When we talk about Baba Jarnal Singh and we just easily mention 101 parts, right? That's so easily mentioned to us. And then one person says, oh, I'll jump up to 101 parts. It wasn't just started in one day, right? It was slowly built up to 101 parts. And this is how it was for Gursikhs in the past. They built up to this. It's not to be drawn from what I'm saying that bhakti cannot be achieved in old age. It can, but it's very difficult. And if you tell yourself that I'll do this later on, or I'll commit more time, or I'll fix up my nitname later on, or I'll fix up my Amrit Vela later on, or I'll spend less time with my friends later on, you're just pushing it off. And you're basically saying, maybe not at age 80, but how do you actually convince yourself that you're going to stop doing this? You have to stop at one point, and that significant point is now. Right? It's about Har Har Naam Samal. This every moment that Guru Maharaj has given to you, not as something that you're assured that you have 3 more years or 4 more years, but taking every moment and samaling it. Because then when you get up to a certain age, if you're granted about getting to age 80 or age 90, you can at least look back and say that with Guru Maharaj's kirpa, that there has been a time that I have devoted to Paramatma, and that's why at this point I can still recite God's name. At this point, there's shabds inside of me that I can recite through memory. Right? When I've been left alone, nobody comes and knocks on my door. For you, it doesn't matter because you actually chose a time that you wanted to be left alone and did your bhakti. You read from Guru Granth Sahib Ji. You did your part. Right? You isolated yourself. Or you sat in Sangat. Right? You sat in Sangat and it's not difficult for you that this Sangat that you sat in, they become familiar with you and they come and say that Tordana Simran kar de apa jaake baake. There's so much that will grow from this point on. But when those people get up to a point, I have discovered and I've met individuals such as this. And I bow my head before them. I literally bow my head at their effort that they make towards doing bhakti. There's a person who told me, and this person All he does is talks about Guru Sahib, right? And whatever moment he doesn't talk about Guru Sahib, he's doing Simran and doing Mool Mantar. But he tells me Simran is what calls him more inside. He tries doing Mool Mantar, but imagine this, Khalsaji, and I know for a lot of you, you can't. He forgets parts of the Mool Mantar. Your age becoming such and starting your bhakti, he's like, main khitti baadi de vich laata, and raising family. And where that time was there, I didn't make use of those times in between to solidify so much. So sometimes the color transferred over when there was a conversation happening and Maharaji's bani was being recited inside of me. One person came to Pai Veer Singh and he said that in my doctory life, you know, it was a doctor in America who came to Pai Sahib Pai Veer Singh, he said that I have no time. I have absolutely no time. I'm being called over and over again to the clinic and looking over patients. Pai Veer Singh said, how long is your drive to work? And he says, it's about an hour getting to work. And he says, what do you do during that time? He smiled at him. He's like, okay, you got me. I'll start from this time. I'll start with that time that I have to go to work. Khalsaji, it becomes, that person became a saint, literally became a saint. And others, he put on the path of Sikhi himself. He held the title of a doctor, but nobody remembers him as a doctor. And they remember him as a Gur Sikh that did a lot of Simran. It grew so much that it was happening through his practice. Right? So what I'm saying to you is that this time is very, very important. Whatever time you have, and whatever time you have, you can't look at it and start repenting, well, I've gotten to this point, it's too late now. No. Any time that you have while you're still breathing, praniya japle, you that remember Paramatma, right? Prani tu aya laha lan. You came to gain a benefit. And as those breaths are still inside of you, it becomes of you to use them as much to your capacity, no matter what your age is. No matter what your age is. And if you have the, you can bring inside of you through your imagination and put yourself into the footsteps of such people and see their lives, what they became. This is probably years back, right? Years back. But these kind of things are still happening now. They've taken different, they might take a little bit of a different shape for you or somebody else. But Khalsaji, I tell you that if you can't grow to this point, all this analogy is all it's going to work for is some producing something now. That's all it's a product of. They take this and bringing it to now. That's the whole point of what this lecture is trying to bring. So something to provoke bhakti inside of you now. Bhagat Farid Ji at one time got sick, and now he's sick and he's old. And when that sickness was overlapped on his elderly limbs, this is a salok that he recited. And piche bolna ji, Farida inni nikki jangi hai, thal dungar paveom. Aj Faride Kujada Sekoha Thiyom Jangiya, you can say as Jangiya, you can say as your as Bhagat Farid Ji referring to his legs. He says Bhagat Farid Ji says this sloka and he says so Bhagat Farid Ji says inni nikki jangiya that with these skinny legs I was able to travel over the hills and up to the mountains. As he lay in his sickness, because of the fever that he had, he looked towards a pot of water that somebody had set beside him. Where he was lying down, he had tried to reach for that pot. Then he tried to crawl towards it, but he saw that he was so paralyzed by his sickness, and on top of it, his being elderly, and his limbs being painful that he couldn't reach for it. And now he says that at one point, these skinny legs that you see were able to travel over hills and climb up to mountains. But aaj farida kujda, that little pot full of water, today, he says, but today, Bhagat Farid Ji says, getting up to reach for this pot full of water feels like it's miles and miles away. This little pot of water, kitne dur hoga? It's probably in the same room, at least you can imagine. But for him, he says, it's so difficult for me that I can't even get up to get it. But before, at one point, I was able to travel over hills and mountains. Take yourself and put yourself in this predicament. Put yourself in this scenario. Right? It's gotten to this point. This is what bringing yourself into a scenario where you become elderly and seeing that it's going to come as this aging process takes its place, right? That you reach a pinnacle of your life and later on it goes downhill. Your bones start to thin. And he says, these skinny legs were able at one point, but now I can't even reach towards a water, a pot full of water. Pagat Pikhanji is another Pagat. I'm just going to take from the Pagats in Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And he says, Pichhe Bolna Ji, Naino Neer Behe Tan Kheena. And I told you what keen means, right? Keen means weak, becoming weak. So nano means your eyes, and neer means that tears. Behe meaning flow. So nano neer behe tan kheena, that tears flow from my eyes, and tan kheena, my body has become weak. Pae, so nano neer behe tan kheena, pae kes dudhwani, that my hair, kes, what has it become? Pe means become. What my hair has become? It's become milky white in color. Ruda kant sabad nahi uchra hai. Ab kya karhe parani? That my throat has aged and stopped. You know when you get a sore throat, right, or laryngitis, a person can't even squeak out any voice and can't barely say anything. In that same manner, people, when you become elderly, their voices are not as loud as before. It starts to grow less and less. Ruda, meaning rukan lag janda. Ruda kant, kant ithe, kahe jande to their throat. Ruda kant, sabad nahi uchra hai. Now they can't, sabad meaning not gurbani shabd, but, or you can take it as that too, is that they can't even utter God's word, or let alone their own words, to communicate to somebody. Sabd nahi uchra hai, ab kya karhe parani? Now, you as a mortal, as a person who's breathing, what are you going to do now? You can't communicate, and on top of it, you can't recite God's words. What are you going to do now? It's come up to this point, and that time you've wasted. Who knows whether it's disease that comes on our life that makes us age in terms of years. In terms of years, we have a certain age, but when disease comes on, a person might feel more elderly than they really are. Right? Disease might come, accident might happen to you, or you might just age in the natural process and get to a certain age, and then you might become a person that fits into this category. God forbid that it be, if you've experienced Sangat. Being in Sangat Khalsaji, ehi, ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੀਏ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਦੈਨ ਸਾਡਾ ਵੀ ਉਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਵਧੇ ਤਾਂ ਆਰ ਐਕਸਾਈਟਮੈਂਟ ਗਰੋਸ ਭਗਤ ਬੇਨੀ ਜੀ ਨਾ ਓਕੇ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨਡ ਭਗਤ ਫਰੀਦ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਭਗਤ ਭੀਖਨ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਭਗਤ ਬੇਨੀ ਜੀ ਭਗਤ ਬੇਨੀ ਜੀ ਇਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਰਾਗ ਸੈਜ਼ ਪੁੰਡਰ ਕੇਸ ਕੁਸਮ ਤੇ ਧੌਲੇ ਸਪਤ ਪਾਤਾਲ ਕੀ ਬਾਣੀ Pundar case, that in old age, your hair grows wider than a lotus flower. Pundar case, kusam te tole. Tole meaning your hair here, that is growing wider than a lotus flower. And sapat patal ki bani. Sapat patal, sapat meaning sat, patal, meaning that if you were in the seventh underworld, that's how low it seems your voice is coming out. It just seems like a squeak or a whisper that's coming out. For the same reasons I explained from the previous slok. That your voice has grown so fine and weak as if it's coming from a distant seventh underworld. Sapat patal ki bani. So, lochan sram hai, buddh bal naathi, ta kaam pavis maadani. That your eyes are watering. Lochan meaning your eyes. Your eyes are watering and your intellect, buddh bal strength, and strength have left you. Buddha balanati ta kaam Kam meaning here desires, pavasa madani. And kam can mean desires such as lustful desires. Even you know that some elderly people are still looking at women at an age when they're if we're in relationship would be their grandchildren. And they're looking at them in a lustful manner. I've seen this even at work. There used to be a couple of benches at my work, but they had to remove all the benches because there used to be such a group of elderly people that used to come there and gawk at women when they used to walk through the entrance. They had to make it just one because there was, at the same time, the Punjabi people, they're very embarrassed that there are a lot of people and this is what they do. They had to reduce it to one bench because of this same thing that Bhagat Beni Ji is referring to. Kaam pavasamadani. Still inside of him is churning the desires of looking at people or certain desires that they have that they want to achieve in life. Tate bikhe pei mat pavas kaya kamal kumalana. And your intellect has dried up through corruption, and the lotus flower of your body is withered or wilted and withered away. So, avgat baan chod mrit mandal to paache pachatana. That coming within the mortal world, you've forsaken bani, or the word of Paramatma, the immortal Lord Almighty Waheguru. And in the end, you regret, pachatana, regret and repent. That's all that's coming towards you. And this is mentioned through Sri Rag, where you have bani from Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Guru Ram Das Ji, and Guru Arjan Dev Ji, and Bhagat Beni Ji, which break up your life into quarters. And this is coming from the last part, or the last quarter of your life, through the Bhagat Bani section of Sri Rag. Right? Bhagat Beni Ji tells you in pehars, right? In quarters. Quarters that this is what's coming about. This is what's coming about if you don't do any sadhana, if you don't do any corrective practice, if you don't sit in sangat, right? You don't do any bani. And what I mean, if some of us are sitting there saying, well, we do a minimal amount and we can get away with that, can't we? We know a little bit of kirtan, we do some nitnam. Khalsaji, those things, if they're not solidified, they weaken substantially. If these desires have their foot in the door and you're not properly closing it on them, they're going to eventually see that you weaken. Once you weaken, they're going to burst through the door on top of you. Then there's no nitnam. Then there's no amrit vela. There's nothing solidified. It all comes tumbling down a hill that you work so hard to get up on. Now, Bhagat Kabir Ji, what he says, and this some of you might already be familiar with, but read along with me and let's try to awaken ourselves inside so we can build more bhakti at this time. That jab lag jara rog nahi aaya, jab lag jara rog nahi aaya, until old age disease has not come. Jab lag jara rog nahi aaya, jab lag kaal grasi nahi kaaya, until that time that our body hasn't completely deteriorated from its bodily function ability. Jab lag kaal grasi nahi kaaya, jab lag bikal pai nahi bani, until your voice is not weakened by age, when you still have no disease on your body, when you still have your bodily function, and you still have a voice that you can produce, then what happens? Paj lehre man sarang pani, paj lehre man sarang pani. Mind worship Paramatma. Convince yourself. Remember I told you last week, there's an art of convincing. And when you convince, it makes room in your body. It pushes doubt away. What are you convincing yourself? You're convincing yourself away from doubt. And when you create that room, it's for bhakti. If you let it sit alone, idly, what happens? That doubt regrows just like a culture of bacteria. It finds room and it regrows in that space. And again, you're convincing the second time, won't be as strong. You'll have to try even harder. That's why this time, convince and then make use of that space and let your bhakti grow. When your bhakti grows, Guru Maharaj is going to show you things. He's going to show you things. You just have to have an open mind. When he shows you things, your doubt will start dwindling on its own and your bhakti will start to grow. You'll see pratak guru nistare, that how Maharaj is saving you in your environment. But what becomes clouded is our daily routines. When we see that Maharaj is giving us blessings every day, we overlook them. But I tell you, don't overlook them. The fact that you get to work, you get to school, there's food on your plate, these are all blessings that Paramatma is giving to you. And then there's other things that Maharaj is doing for you, shortening diseases, shortening accidents, or the results of certain accidents. I can't mention all these things, but Maharaj is acting. The moment that you've come to Maharaj's darbar, or you sit in Sangat, there is a pratak blessing that comes on everybody. Yes, some are able to harness it and keep it with them, but some lose it and dwindle it and let it wilter away inside of them. So, Pajalahare Manasarangapani. So Khalsa Ji, I wanted to talk just a little about a life that became worthwhile. Through certain tests in life, that this week, I looked on the calendar and I saw that it was the Barsi of Sant Baba Ishar Singh Ji Kaleran Wale. Now, with my family background, I know a lot, quite a bit from stories that I've heard since I was a little kid, because my maternal grandfather was very close friends from young age with him, and they were neighbors. He was born next door, Sant Baba Ishar Singh Ji Kaleran Wale. And now their second home is at the spot very close to where he passed away. And this week is Baba Ishar Singh Ji Kaleran Wale's Barsi. And what Baba Ishar Singh Ji Kaleran Wale did in his life, from a small age when he used to go to Baba Nand Singh Ji, and from everything that he saw with Baba Nand Singh Ji, he would watch as a, whenever Baba Nand Singh Ji would produce any voice, that became a life lesson that was tied in, or you can say engraved in his heart. And then after Baba Nand Singh Ji, and through all the bhakti that he did and seva that he did during the time of Baba Nand Singh Ji, he after would set out and do prachar, whether going to Haridwar, going to different places, Shimla. Baba Ishar Singh Ji went a lot of places. Everywhere, it was the same thing. That Guru Wale Bano and Amrit Shako. Guru Wale Amrit Shak ke bij othe rakh dinde si, he would come to the same spot and do prachar and over again. And lot are familiar with Baba Ishar Singh Ji and the spirits that used to come to him. Through his life, and all of his life, he also said that in the same manner that Bhagat Kabir Ji says that our boat's out there. It's out there. Just like I showed you as the picture at the beginning, the topic when I started old age, there's an elderly man within a boat. Our boat meaning our body. And our body being out in a world ocean, being this world, right? And we trying to cross it. And once we have crossed it, we've reached our actual destination. Otherwise, we drown in the process and we start all over again through a new life of trying to cross this world ocean. He in his whole life, from his young age, sambhaled his life so much, but yet he would say over and over again that just like Bhagat Kabir Ji says, that koi parosa nahi, that if your boat's out there, that what can happen to it, right? And the way he would greet other people is making sure that they themselves are crossing this world ocean too. He would come and greet you, and before you get a chance to bala fateh to him, he'd be asking you, how's your nitname, right? How many people actually right now in the Sangat have greeted another one of their friends by asking, is your nitname okay? Or forget about greeting, asked in a conversation, are you doing okay with your nitname? We make jokes relating to Sikhi, right? We make jokes about certain other things, about other people in Sikhi. But yet we're not able in our life to get across to the other person, if you are my friend, here's a true friend. And I'm asking you with complete love in my heart that are you okay in your nickname? Are you okay in your Sikhi right now? Are you facing any problems? Do you need any help? That's a lending hand in Sikhi to help yourself. Where you see your person going across this world ocean, you see another and you want them to be crossing too. And if they're ahead of you, you push them further ahead. That you've gone to this many parts, I haven't, but I'm trying, but you keep trying to add more to it. And it never be that you're trying to drag a person behind either. Let it never ever be that either. If you see a person ahead of you, implore them to go further, faster. Right? Them being a friend and having association with you, Baba Isha Singh Ji had associations with friends. He helped him, and I saw this, right, with my maternal grandfather. With his Sikhi, it came about more and more because of his association from a young age. And Baba Isha Singh achieving, emerging with Paramatma. Right? Now what happened is that just before before passing away, Baba Isha Singh Ji, which in this week is his Barsi, that he visited a spot in Dehradun. Now Dehradun is a city in UP, if I'm not mistaken. And Dehradun, what happened in, or it might be in Haryana, forgive me, I made a mistake here, but it was the city of Dehradun. There was a haveli. Now when he was, what he was doing was building gurdwaras in different places, different prachar kendras, or places where God's preachings would happen. He was looking to purchase a spot, and there was this one open spot or a haveli or a home and a very open area, but nobody would purchase it. And when he asked why nobody purchases it, they answered. He said that because rocks are thrown at him. And he says that what kind of person throws rock at him? I thought it's vacated and they're just selling it. He said there's a spirit that lives inside there. And there's a history behind it. And when the person told the history to Baba Isha Singh Ji, it was such that during the World War, Second World War, there was a German spy living within that haveli. And he was transmitting information from India to Germany from that area. Now what happened is when his whereabouts were known, everybody found out about his whereabouts, they came there. And what did they do? When they surrounded his home and he saw that he has no way out, he committed suicide. He committed suicide within that home. And ever since, his spirit's been haunting it. And anybody, that individual that goes within that home, they see furniture moving or rocks being thrown at them, and they get so frightened that they leave. But Baba Isha Singh, she says, don't worry. There's no way that we need to worry about anything. Purchase it. He made that purchase. And in the beginning, when they started constructing, they saw these kind of things happening, where certain parts of the building would start to fall and one person would just save themselves. And then, by the next day, when the construction was happening, Baba Isha Singh Ji said and told the Sangat that you don't have to be afraid. And then he walked off. And then one servant, or well, you can say one servant of the Gurukar that was doing the seva, came running up to Baba Isha Singh Ji. He said, no, don't just finish like that. How did you achieve this? How are you so sure? He said, the spirit came to me last night. He told me of his story, and I did part for him, right? And with that person, that being, whatever it was, he left that life that he didn't want to be in himself. So Baba Isha Singh Ji, from there, visiting certain other places, came back to his home Nagar. And then there, here is the Gurdwara. On the bottom floor is where he passed away. And when he passed away in his old age, and the point that I was trying to make is that there were countless people. I was a young age when I went here. And when I came there, and I remember them telling me a story, I'm like, how did it happen, right? Or how did he pass away? What happened? He said, Shanti hoge. All he did was after doing kirtan, bas samapti ho jandi si, they would do Anand Sahib. But Baba Ji, after kirtan, would not do Waheguru Ji ka khalsa, Waheguru Ji ki fateh. It was the last day of his life that he blad fateh after doing kirtani samapti. And no, it was his own routine, right? I don't make any kintu, or I'm not skeptical about anything in this story regarding that. When he did fateh, everybody wondered why he said fateh today. That meaning, fateh, now this is it for him in this life. And he lay down, shant hoke, passed away. But that's not where the story ends. When what they saw in the Sangat, that people that were there in the vicinity of his passing away, they saw a chariot come. A chariot that was not on the ground, was floating in the air. And they took Babaji from his body, the spirit, and placed him within the chariot. And he folded his hands before the Sangat, and his Ruh left for Sachkhand. They all saw this, and to this day they mention it every time you do visit that spot, or they did back then when I was able to visit it before this Gurdwara was built. So what I tell you is that's a successful life, a person who's devoted himself from a young age. And this young age that you have is not to be taken for granted. If you are wise, and a lot of people, they say Buddha or Buddha. Buddha means wise, right? And look at Baba Buddha Ji. He earned the name at a young age because of his words to Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Maharaj Ji ne thap ditta. His name was Buddha. But Maharaj Ji says, you're not Buddha, you're Buddha. Meaning you're very wise. And Buddha has been considered, or when we use the word, we consider that person elderly. But look in terms of age, a person who's wise, throw away that immaturity. Make yourself understanding of what Guru Maharaj Ji says, and also understand that what I'm doing right now is wasting time. Consider all the time wasted, whether it's with television or whether it's with internet or whether it's with friends, but friends spending useless conversation time as a time that you can actually produce something that's going to be worthwhile and leave in the manner that Baba Ishwar Singh Ji did, in the manner that he did this week, right? People did good karms. Like there were people such as the people here in Canada, just as Jacqueline. He was a very noble person, right? And he will be rewarded, and I'm sure he will be rewarded with Guru Maharaj's grace in terms of his karms. But we're trying to get above these karms. We're not trying to find ourselves our way back into the Chaurasilak, because there's no guarantee of what's going to happen then, right? Our surti now is in Guru Maharaj's kar. And our surti now has a chance to become so focused that it can move above this life. Move above this life and Chaurasilak. So with that, I'm going to end. If I made any mistakes, please forgive me. I think that's all I wanted to mention to you. And the little hourglass that we have, right? And if you look closely, you see that on the top of the hourglass is just a child, right? A child coming in the womb, which is represented as a light, and then slowly swaying into a life form, and then reaching the pinnacle of your life through the middle of the head glass, and then eventually coming into old age and falling to the ground and then finishing. Right? This is where we are. Right? All I'm asking you is just look a little bit further and see that old age so you can produce something. It will work for you. And if you're having a difficult time imagining this, listen to Bhagat Fareed Ji's slok. Right? A lot of it you might not understand, but a lot of it, just like today, the slok that came, it will start speaking to you. And in the mornings at Amrit Vela, Khandpat comes, you usually at Amrit Vela hear Bhagat Kabir Ji's slok, Bhagat Fareed Ji Slok. Well, on Sundays, jithe vi akhand paath hunda, go at Amrit Vela. If you don't have a CD or a tape, jithe vi akhand paath hunda, and you'll be sure to hear Bhagat Fareed Ji's bachans and Bhagat Kabir Ji's bachans and Bhagat Fareed Ji's slokes. And then just open your ears and let Bhagat Fareed Ji tell you about his bhakti and tell you about the turmoil that he went through in his bhakti to reach Paramatma and the other obstacles he had to overcome in his old age, which we're all headed towards. Don't keep looking through those albums. Don't keep looking through those pictures that are of an age or time that's being left behind you. You have a steering wheel on your car. Keep your eyes forward, right? The only time you look back at it is at your history, so you can draw some way and have an idea of where you're going, because history draws a path for you in which way you should be traveling. So forgive me if I made any mistakes. Malad pool shamo siri nath ramapat he karuna nid das tuharo avgun kot pare aparad
अवज्ञा दोख न नैक बेचारो जो हम पूत कपूत सभी बिद अवगुण चूक न दास चितारो बाहेंगे की लाज करो मुझ हे भगवंत दया कर तार हो मलार महला पंजवा हे गोविंद हे गोपाल हे दयाल लाल रहाओ प्राण नाथ नाथ सखे दीन दर्द निवार हे स्मृत अगम पूर्ण मोहे मैया तार अंधकूप मा प्यान नानक पार उतार पौड़िए अचुते पार ब्रह्म हे पूर्ण है सर्व मैं हे संगी है निरंकार हे गोविंद हे गुण निदान हे अपरंपर हर हरे हे संत के सदा संग हे ठाकुर हो दास रो मैं निर्गुण गुण नहीं कोए नानक दीजे नाम दान राखो स्लोकाय प्रभ शरणागति कृपा निद दयाल एक अखरार मन बस्त नानक होत नाल वाहे गुरु नाम जाज है जो सरदा कर सेव दे जो सरदा कर सेव दे सो जो गुरु महाराज जी के शब्द शरदा ना उचार दे है, गुरु महाराज जी तुहानू भव सागर के उपर उतार देंगे गुरु महाराज जी कृपा करे सारे उपर कृपा करे This world ocean, we all cross over with Guru Maharaj's blessing. Where one side, Maharaj offers us an ocean as Guru Maharaj's bani that you can look up bani that I'm sure you're not familiar with because there's so many shabds in Guru Granth Sahib Ji. You dive into that ocean, you cross over this ocean. You dive into Guru Maharaj's ocean and you cross over the world ocean. So Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. So Kirtani Agge Aajaan. And then Sangat nu meri benti hundi hai je tusi pravan karo tusi vi agge aa jao and naal sare apa bhej ke because Maharaj's ocean is his bani right bhej ke guru Maharaj de jas kaan karke samapt kariye and just to note I've received bentiyan that to make the program short because it goes to 9 o'clock and some families are here that come from different places that are not so close in Surrey so next week I'll This program will start at the same time, but I'll start cutting it short, okay? So around 8 o'clock we'll finish, and then 8 to 8.30 will be Kirtan, and then 8 to 8.30 will be Kirtan, 8.30 to 9 will be Langar, okay? I know a lot of families, it's difficult with little kids to put them to sleep, and it gets difficult when you go home. So 8.30, I've gotten a lot of requests from a lot of families. So Sangat has spoken, so I'm going to try to put it into practice next week. I didn't do it this week because I know some families or some family members pick up the children at the regular time when we finish. So it will start next week. So agge aajo and kirtan aarambh kariye. Sat naam vaheguru, Sat naam vaheguru.